Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Welcome to June. And it looks like there is rain in the forecast almost every day this week. It'll be a blessing. Topping farm news this morning, a new world screwworm infestation has been detected in a young sheep in northern Mexico, less than 30 miles from the U.S. border. That according to USDA. Friday, USDA said the parasite was found in a six-month-old sheep in Mexico's Coahuila state, marking the closest confirmed detection to the U.S. during the current outbreak. U.S. has blocked cattle imports from Mexico for more than a year now in an effort to prevent the pest from crossing the border. Female screwworm flies lay eggs in wounds on warm-blooded animals. The larvae feed on living tissue after hatching, often causing severe injury or death if left untreated. USDA has invested millions of dollars in facilities designed to produce sterile screwworm flies, considered the most effective tool for controlling outbreaks, though those facilities have not yet begun operating. Tyson has a new CEO. He was named Thursday, Jeff Schomburger. Been on the board of directors for 10 years, a much longer career in the consumer packaged goods sector. But when Jeff Schomburger was announced as the new CEO of Tyson, JP Morgan research protein industry analysts say he was an unexpected choice with limited operational experience in the protein industry. But they say it sounds like his board experience gives him a deep understanding of Tyson, and his past sales experience gives him an understanding of Tyson's key customers. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin said the agency is working to finalize a new Waters of the U.S. rule, but is prioritizing legal durability over speed as it seeks a definition that can withstand future court challenges and political shifts. Zeldin said the EPA wants to complete the rule as soon as possible, but has not yet set a public timeline. Three environmental organizations have notified the Environmental Protection Agency of their intent to sue, alleging the agency has failed to establish required water quality standards for atrazine. The notice was filed Thursday by the Center for Biological Diversity, Center for Environmental Health and Pesticide Action, and Agroecology Network, which argues EPA is violating the Clean Water Act by not issuing aquatic life criteria for atrazine. Atrazine, one of the most widely used herbicides in the U.S. for more than 60 years, agricultural organizations maintain it remains an important crop protection tool for growers. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of morning markets.